All right, ever feel like your brain is just not keeping up? Like it's stuck in first gear when you're trying to learn something new?
Yeah, we've all been there.
Well, you are definitely in the right place because in this deep dive, we are going to tackle accelerated learning.
Sounds good.
We've got tons of research tips and even some like surprising connections, all geared toward helping you have that, that aha moment.
That moment where everything clicks.
Yeah, exactly. When you truly grasp something new. So, we've been digging through a lot of research on this.
A lot of interesting stuff out there.
Right. And one of the core ideas that keeps popping up with accelerated learning is that it's not just passively taking in information.
Oh, definitely not.
It's more about engaging all of your senses.
Yeah, making it an active process.
Right. Like using visualization and really making that information stick.
Exactly. It seems like, based on what I've been reading, one of the keys is that it goes beyond just passively absorbing information. You
Yeah.
really have to use visualization and make that information stick.
Okay, so it's less about cramming and more about like rewiring your brain for learning, would you say?
I think that's a great way to put it.
One of the techniques that really jumped out at me was neuro-linguistic programming.
NLP.
Yeah.
NLP.
It sounds a little intimidating at first.
I'll admit it sounds kind of intimidating,
It does.
but I'm curious to hear more about it.
It might sound complex, but I think at its heart, it's about recognizing patterns in your thinking
Okay.
and your learning processes. And then, once you recognize them, you can use those to your advantage.
Oh, interesting.
So, like, imagine you're learning a new language, right?
Okay.
Using NLP, you could create like a really vivid image in your mind that represents a new word to make it more memorable. This is an example.
So you're basically like hacking your brain's natural tendencies to learn more efficiently.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
That's fascinating. This research also talks a lot about connecting new information to something you already know, which seems almost too simple.
But I have a feeling there's something deeper going on there.
Yeah, well, our brains are really good at making associations.
Right.
So if you can consciously link new information to something you already know, you're essentially building a pathway
Okay.
that makes it easier to access and recall that information later. It's
Yeah.
like you're building a bridge between what's familiar and what's unknown.
I like that analogy. So the research also uses the term brain training skills. Is that basically what we're talking about? Like exercising your brain to become a learning machine?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to think about it. Brain training involves activities that really target cognitive functions,
Okay.
like your memory, attention, and problem solving. It's kind of like physical exercise, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're strengthening your brain's capacity to learn.
And what I like about this approach is that it emphasizes understanding over rote memorization, which I think is really important.
It is. It's about really getting it, not just memorizing facts and figures.
Exactly. Now, speaking of interesting techniques, this source is full of them.
Oh, no, I was blown away.
Journaling for mental mapping.
Yeah, that one caught my eye too.
And then there's the idea that learning a new language can actually shift your thinking patterns.
Right.
That's pretty mind-blowing.
Learning a new language can totally reshape how you see the world,
Yeah.
how you categorize information, how you approach problems.
So it's much bigger than just like memorizing vocabulary.
It really is. It's
Yeah.
like immersing yourself in a whole other way of thinking, a whole other way of expressing yourself.
I love that. And then there's this idea of mastering a new skill through hands-on experience.
Yeah, that one really resonated with me.
Seems like it would be way more effective than just reading about something, right?
Absolutely.
And then there's even a section in here on the power of mental rotation.
Oh, yeah, mental rotation. That's a good one.
It sounds really intriguing.
It's where you visualize an object and then mentally rotate it,
Okay.
like in three dimensions.
Got
It helps with spatial reasoning, pattern recognition, problem-solving architects
it.
and engineers use it a lot. But it's applicable to learning in general.
Wow. So by practicing mental rotation, you're training your brain to see things from different angles.
Literally and
Yeah.
figuratively, too.
That is so cool. And here's something that I totally did not expect to see in here.
Oh, with that.
It mentions a connection between emotional intelligence and accelerated learning.
Really?
Yeah, I would have never thought those two things were linked.
It does seem counterintuitive, but think about it.
Okay.
When you're stressed or frustrated, you can't learn as well.
Oh, that's true.
So emotional intelligence is about understanding and managing your emotions so you can create, a more positive learning environment.
So basically, being in tune with your emotional state.
Right.
and recognizing how that impacts your learning.
Exactly.
Wow, that's really interesting. This research also emphasizes staying mentally sharp, doing things like having conversations, puzzles,
Yeah.
and even getting enough sleep.
Sleep is crucial. It really is.
Why is that?
Because it's when our brains consolidate memories. You know, all the neural connections are being made while you're sleeping. Think of it like downloading information from short-term to long-term storage.
I like that. Okay, now let's talk about this human brain section in the research. It gets into some really practical lifestyle changes that can boost brain power.
Ooh, I like practical.
Yeah.
Give me the good stuff.
Okay, so we're talking about things like exercising, learning a new language,
Yes.
finding hobbies you love, and even meditation.
It's all connected.
Yeah, it seems like there's a really strong connection between our physical and mental well-being.
Definitely. The research suggests that, yeah, there's a powerful connection there. For example, when you exercise, you're increasing blood flow to the brain, you know, getting all that oxygen and nutrients to your brain.
Oh, that makes
And
sense.
that helps your cognitive function.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And I think it's really cool that finding hobbies and activities that you actually enjoy can also help keep your brain engaged.
Right. Stimulated.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. Hit me.
This research provides a whole list of additional brain-boosting tips.
I'm intrigued.
And some of them are pretty surprising.
All right, lay it on me. I'm ready to have my mind blown.
All right, here we go. The first step, we have the hydration challenge.
Okay.
The research suggests that you should aim for 63 ounces of water every day.
Wow, that's a lot of water.
I know, it sounds like a lot, but apparently our brains really need all that H2O.
I mean, it makes sense when you consider that our brains are mostly water.
Yeah.
Like, what is it, 75% water or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. So staying hydrated can really help with your focus, your memory, and just your overall mental clarity.
Definitely. Big fan of water.
Me too. Okay, the next tip is maybe a little bit tougher.
Okay, I'm ready.
Reducing social media time. I know, it's
Yeah,
hard.
it's a real struggle.
It is. But, you know, we live in this world where we're constantly connected. And the research suggests that too much social media can actually make it harder to focus on things.
Yeah, it fragments your attention. It's like you can't really go deep on anything.
Yeah, exactly. So it's about being more intentional with your time online.
Right, choosing quality over quantity.
Exactly. Okay, kind of along those same lines, cutting back on the alcohol and caffeine.
Oh, there it is. The hard stuff.
I know. These are the tough ones.
The vices.
But both of those things can really mess with your sleep. And we talked earlier about how important sleep is.
Yeah, and sleep is when your brain is consolidating memories. It's like
Yeah.
the ultimate brain booster.
Okay, now for a tip that I'm fully on board with.
Okay, let's hear it.
Watching nature documentaries.
Yes.
Apparently, immersing yourself in nature,
Even if it's just on screen.
right? Even if it's just on a screen, can help calm and restore your brain.
There's so much research on this.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Being in nature, or even just seeing nature, can lower your stress hormones, your blood pressure, even improve your mood. And when
Yeah.
all of that is happening, your brain is just in a better place to learn.
Yeah. Creates a much better environment for all that good cognitive stuff to happen.
Exactly.
Okay, we can't forget about the importance of a healthy diet. This research really stresses eating brain-boosting foods.
What kind are we talking about?
Things like omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin B12.
Oh, yeah, the brain food classics.
Right.
Omega-3s are so good for those cell membranes.
Right.
And B12 helps with the nerves and those neurotransmitters.
All right, so we got to get enough sleep, got to eat our brain food, got to cut back on the social media and the caffeine and the booze.
And drink our water.
Yes, 63 ounces of it. And then to round out all these healthy habits, maintain a healthy weight and
Okay.
get enough sunlight.
It's all connected, isn't it?
It is.
Maintaining a healthy weight usually means you're exercising, which is good for your brain. Sunlight is important for vitamin D, which helps with your brain. It's a beautiful cycle.
It is. And there's one more in this section that I think is really important.
What's that?
Spending quality time with family and friends.
Oh, I love that one.
Me too. And it's not just about feeling good, it's actually good for our brains.
It is. Social interaction keeps your mind stimulated. It challenges you to think in new ways. It gives you that sense of purpose and belonging, which is just good for your overall well-being, including your brain.
It's so true. All right, for all the gamers out there, this one's for you. The research actually recommends playing games.
Games, as in like video games.
Yeah, and puzzles and board games too.
Sign me up.
But it's not just for fun. It actually helps to keep your brain sharp.
It makes sense. Games are a great way to exercise your brain, like problem solving and memory, and just paying attention and making decisions.
Okay, and the last two tips on the list.
Okay, bring it home.
Incorporate a multivitamin into your routine.
Okay.
And drink green tea.
Green tea is packed with antioxidants.
And those protect your brain cells from damage.
Exactly. And a multivitamin makes sure you're getting all those essential nutrients, you know, in case you miss them in your diet.
So that is a long list of tips.
You.
A lot to take in.
It's brain-boosting overload.
It is. But remember, you don't have to do everything all at once.
Right. Pick and choose. Find what works for you.
Exactly. Just start incorporating some of these tips into your life. Make it fun and enjoyable and, you know, whatever works for you.
Exactly.
So I'm curious, as we start to wrap up this deep dive, what one thing from today will you try to boost your brain power this week?
That's a great question.
We'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to us on social media and let us know.
Yeah, we're always up for a good brain-boosting conversation.
And remember, learning is best when you share it. So tell a friend, share this deep dive, and let's all work together to keep those brains buzzing.
Until next time.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We talked about how our brains learn. We talked about practical tips for boosting our brain power. And now I think it's time to really zoom in on those specific actionable things that people can do.
Yeah, let's get down to brass tacks.
Great. We teased some of them earlier, but now let's really break them down.
Okay.
So first up, the hydration challenge. This research suggests that we should be aiming for 63 ounces of water a day.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
I know, right? It sounds like a lot, but apparently our brains really love H2O.
Yeah, it makes sense, though. I mean, our brains are like, what, 75% water? Something like that?
Yeah, it's a lot. So staying properly hydrated can really make a big difference in how well our brains function.
Yeah, for sure. It helps with focus, memory, even just overall mental clarity. I'm a big believer in drinking lots of water.
Me too. All right, tip number two, and this one might be a little bit harder for some folks.
Uh-oh, what is it?
Reducing social media time.
Mm.
I know. It's tough. We live in a world where we're constantly connected, but the research suggests that spending too much time on social media can really fragment our attention and make it hard to, you know, really focus on deeper learning.
Yeah, it's true. It's like your attention is constantly being pulled in a million different directions.
Exactly. So this is all about being more mindful of how we're spending our time online.
Yeah, being more intentional. Making sure that we're engaging with things that actually nourish our minds.
Right. Okay, so we talked about 63 ounces of water, cutting back on social media, and now number three, kind of along those same lines, is cutting back on alcohol and caffeine.
Oh boy, here it is.
I know. These are the tough ones. But the research suggests that both of those things can really interfere with sleep quality.
Yeah, no, that's true. And as we discussed earlier, sleep is crucial for consolidating memories and allowing our brains to really process information.
What I can definitely get behind. Watching nature documentaries.
Oh, I love nature documentaries.
Me too. And apparently, just immersing ourselves in the beauty and wonder of the natural world can be really calming and restorative for our brains.
Yeah, there's so much research that shows that spending time in nature, or even just watching it on a screen, can help reduce stress, lower blood pressure, and improve mood.
Which all contribute to a better learning environment.
Exactly. When our minds are calm and relaxed, we're just better able to learn and retain information.
Okay, so we're hydrated, we're off social media, we're not drinking too much caffeine or alcohol, we're watching nature documentaries, and now we're on to tip number five, and of course we can't forget about the importance of a healthy diet.
The brain food.
Yes. This research really emphasizes eating brain-boosting foods, particularly those that are rich in omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin B12.
Yeah, those are like the building blocks for brain cells and neurotransmitters.
Exactly. Omega-3s are really important for maintaining healthy cell membranes and making sure that those brain cells can communicate effectively.
Okay, so to recap, we've got hydration, we're cutting back on social media and the vices, we're getting our dose of nature, we're eating our brain food. What else?
All right, next up, maintaining a healthy weight and getting enough sunlight.
It's all connected.
Right. Maintaining a healthy weight often involves regular exercise, which, as we've discussed, is great for brain health. And sunlight is essential for our bodies to produce vitamin D, which also plays a role in cognitive function.
Sunlight is so good for you. I try to make sure I get at least 30 minutes a day.
Yeah, me too. Okay, next on the list, spending time with family and friends.
Oh, I love that one.
Me too. And it turns out that social connection is not just good for our emotional well-being, it's actually really good for our brains too.
Makes sense. Social interaction keeps our minds stimulated, it helps us to think in new ways, and it gives us a sense of purpose and belonging, which contributes to overall cognitive well-being.
It's so true. All right, for all you gamers out there, this one's for you.
Oh, what's that?
This research actually recommends playing games as a way to keep your brain sharp.
I knew it.
Right.
All those hours of video games were actually brain training.
Exactly. And we're not just talking about video games, but puzzles, board games, anything that requires you to think strategically and engage your mind.
So basically, game on.
Game on. All right. And last but not least, two final tips. First, incorporate a multivitamin into your routine.
Okay, makes sense. Fill in any nutritional gaps.
Right. And then the last one, drink green tea.
Oh, I love green tea. It's so good for you.
It is. It's packed with antioxidants, which help protect brain cells from damage.
Love it. Okay, so we've got our comprehensive list of brain-boosting tips. That's a lot to process.
It is. But the good news is you don't have to do everything all at once.
Yeah, definitely start small, find what works for you.
Exactly. Just pick a couple of things that resonate with you and start incorporating them into your life. Make it fun, make it enjoyable, and most importantly, make it sustainable.
Couldn't agree more.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm really curious to know what's one thing that you're going to try this week to boost your brain power?
Yeah, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us on social media and share your thoughts.
We're always up for a good brain-boosting conversation. And remember, learning is even more powerful when we share it with others. So tell a friend about what you learned today, share this deep dive, and let's all work together to keep those brains buzzing.
Until next time.